Remember, Shimon Levi, Chayvon Lucas and Megillah Belaila, Lashnasa Bayam. Shenema Lakai Ekra Yomon Velo Sane Velaila Velo Demiri. Okay, Rashi. So Rashi says. So, what was it? Lashnas Yom Zechel Aneisha is Oikim Biyom Tzaros and Yom Velelo. Okay? So, apparently in Crete, and Rashi's going in front of Maskanayasan. Because the Gemara really thought that what? That it means to learn it. To learn Mishnayas. That the Iker Kim and Hamagilus to Tarsh Bal Peh. Right? That's what the Gemara thought. But the Gemara says, no, it means really to go over it again. Eva Pash Sadov Esnaya. Right? So when Rashi says, Echel Nesha Ezoi can be Yom Tzarasan, it made Tzarasan Yom Valaylo, he's going with Maskanas of Gemara. Yeah. Correct? Because if you're going to say it means Lashanos of Yom means that it's Tarsh Bal Pez by Yom, so then it's a whole different shot. He's saying the Iker Kiyum is really Tarsh Bal Peh. And that's the really Kiyum Shabiyom. So, yeah. Right. So the Gemara says, Amul Rabbi Yirmiya, Levidim Fashlim, Nevid Erbchiyya, Baraba, Gund, Amri, Ana, Inshi, Eva, Parsh, Dove, Snaya. So it means you got to do it for the second time, has to be, go over it again, which is, Bayom. Okay? So Rashi says, Zecha l'neis, shall you zoikin be made to rust on Yom Balaiva? Okay. Yeah. Zecha l'neis, shall you zoikin be made to rust on Yom Balaiva? Okay, so apparently the Zakim is Akka in Kriyas HaMegillah. Right? So, we never really explained how the Kim Zaka is realized through Kriyas HaMegillah. You know what I mean? That really explained that. So it's giving us some thought. So, can't do my what? Kim Zaka, yeah. Because what is Rashi and Zechon? I mean, this is Kriyas HaMegillah. It's Kriyas Kisvekodesh. What's it going to do with the house of Zechon Es? Shehizoikim Meitzeras on Yom V'Laila, right? So you must say, in Kriyas HaMegillah is a Kiyam Zaka. So where is the Kiyam Zaka in Kriyas HaMegillah? It's Kriyas Kisvekodesh. That I don't think we went into last time. Right? So, two things came to my mind. One thing is, two Rambams came to my mind. One Rambam is the Rambam's Nusach and the Al-Nisim. Ram's Al-Nisim is, Okay. So the question is, I mean, you're not mafakesh in Shalosh Chronos, not a place for Tzilum. Right? So why did the Ram add that? And he has it also in the Al Nisim of Hanukkah as well. Correct? Al Nisim of Hanukkah also. Okay. So the question is, why did the Rambam see fit? We don't do that because that's tefillah, and tefillah doesn't belong in the Shalosh Achronos. So why did the Rambam see fit to add tefillah into the Al Nisim? There's no such of the Al Nisim. Okay. So another Rambam came to my mind. The Rambam in After, is this Kafach's edition?
Pretty much.
Same.
Maybe like a few
other names,
but it's
still
a while.
So. Yeah, but that's the Tzibo. Okay? But in the Modim where he says, after he gets finished with the Minyan HaMitzvahs, so he says, V'yesh mitzvos acheros, sh'nishchatshu acha matan Torah, v'kavu osam neviyim v'chachomim, v'poshtu b'chol Yisroel, gan mikro megillah v'ner chanukah, v'tishbav, v'tainis tishbav, v'yadayim v'ervin. Don't ask me why I picked these out. V'yesh l'chol mitzvah mitzvah melo pirushin v'dikdukim, v'akol yizbar b'chibur zeh. Then he goes on. Kol elo ha-mitzvah sh'nishchatshu chayav manu l'kablam l'shamram, sh'nam l'asas mikol ha-davar. The Einam Tosfos on Mitzvah HaTorah. Va'alma is Hira Torah Lososif Losigra, Shelo Yenavi Rashoy Lachadesh Dovar Lomar, Shakarish Baruch Hutzi Vahu B'mitzvah Zu Losifo L'mitzvah HaTorah. That's what you can't do. Allah Hasar Achas Me'elu Ashesh Me'os Hashalosh Esser Mitzvahs. Go to remove one. Okay? That's Losigra. Avolim osifu bezdin in Novi Shiriya Bosazman mitzvah derech takana o derech hora, not clear what it means derech hora, o derech gizera, ein zu tosfos. Sharei lo omru, I don't know what it means by derech hora shah, or it means derech hora means like he explains in the Nilchas Mamrim, that there are things that they derive from the Gimel Midrash HaTorah and the Drash Hashanah. So it's something new that they didn't have before. So Ainzit has Sharelo Omer Shakash Baruch Hu Tziva Lasas Erev Olikras Megillah Banasa. The Ilu Omer Kain Hayimosifin Al Torah. Okay, so the Rambam really could have stopped there. Seems clear, right? He says Derech Takana is Mutar. They're not saying that God told them to do this. You see, right? He says. They're not saying that God told them to do it. So it's not being Mosif. That's it. It's just Takono. So he should have stopped there. It's everything is very nice up to that point. But then he goes on. He says, Elakach on Omrim, Shanavim and Beistin Tiknu Vitzivu Likros on Megillah Bonosse. Picks up Megillah. Kde Lahaskir Shvachav Shalakarash Baruchu, Uchuos Shosalonu, Voyakarav Lishavenu, Kde Lavarcho Lahalo, Ukde Lodil Doros Aboyim, Shemes Ma Sheftichono Batora, Shemak Vimigo Godla Shalol, Kim Krov Malov, Karashim Lakemachol Karenu Alof. Okay? So first we'll take the first problem. The first problem is, what is he adding over here? He says, V'chein kol mitzvahs, right? V'al derech zu, we call mitzvah mitzvah, shimi devei sofrim. What does he mean? Ben, I say, what derech? That's unique from Megillah, what he's saying. How do you apply, what do you mean, what's the derech that he's talking about? You know what I mean? You can't say, in the Tilsa Dayim, such an approach, right? So what is this derech? He's talking about a certain derech here, right? Yeah. What's this elakach on omrim? You don't need an elakach on omrim. Elakach on omrim should be, it's a takana. He explained it already. Right? So I want to say an upshat. What he means is like this. You see, what he means is, it's not a matter of what they say. Even if they say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell us to do this mitzvah, right? But it's something that we're doing derech takana. There still could be a problem. Why? Because if they structure the mitzvah in a way that it's a primary structure, that would be ipso facto, like they're saying that they received it in the Pi'ei Gevurah. That would be the same violation. In other words, if they structure it in a way that only God has a right to do it that way, then they will be in violation. Okay, it's not just what they say, but it's the structure of the takana has to manifest that. So what is he saying basically? He's saying that the structure of the takana always has to manifest that it's not a primary structure. It's not a primary structure. It's just an extension. It brings to mind immediately the mitzvah of the Torah. And it's just an enhancement. Okay? All right? You know what I mean? I'll give you an example. Let's say, for instance, they would say, light an air to remind you of the Mikdash. Light an air to remind you of the Mikdash. They couldn't do it. Because that would be a primary structure. Saying that, do this. That would be like saying, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, put on tefillin, Zech L'Tzis Mitzrayim. If they'd make up their own thing, and they'd say, this is another way to be to remember Tzis Mitzrayim. A new primary substance for Zechiris Tzis Mitzrayim. That would be in violation. Okay? So in other words, the structure of the mitzvos of Midrabanan cannot have a primary quality to them. Now, why is it that Ner Chanukah is mutter? Because Kedei Laharos Ulegalos Hanes, the Rambam says, right? Madlikin Haneris the Pesach Abatim Kedei Laharos Ulegalos Hanes. Because the Nes was Ayidei Ner, but they can't set up a Ner per se and say this is a thing that this is a mitzvah. We're creating a mitzvah in our bun of Ner, and this Ner should remind the person of let's say of Limud. Now that he should always think of Kodesh Baruch Hu, let's say, because now l'kim nishmas Adam. You see, that would be a primary structure. That would be a violation. So every mitzvah, or you take a minig, you see, a minig, you see it in the minig. A minig, everybody knows. If there's a minig to light neshama or whatever it is, you realize that it's not really a structure. It's something to remind you of. It's just a minig ba'alma. You say it's just a minig ba'alma. But to create a unique structure in a primary way, that would be an issa. That's what the Rambam means. Okay, so that's why he has all and he has in the same derech all the mitzvahs. Every mitzvah that you have, whether it's until it's a dime, whatever it is, it intrinsically consists of a maisa that is obviously secondary, and it's to remind you of Truma or whatever, but it's not a primary mitzvah, a new method of serving God, a new structure to serve God through that structure. Okay? That would be Lo Sosifu. That would be Lo Sosifu.
That's why it's good he
mentioned
the Pesukim there, too. What? That's why
it's good he mentioned the Pesukim there, because those are where it's in the temple. Right. Yeah, that's true. But there's one more thing here. So he mentions the Pesukim, that Emes Mashif Tichona Batarash and Emek Yimiga God L'Shalol L'Kim Krov Malaf Kadosh Amokin V'chol Korein O'Elof. Now why does he add that? You see, he could have said just Kidei Lahaskir Shvachav Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shua Shua Solana V'yakarv L'Shaveinu Kidei L'Varcho L'Halo. Okay? But then he goes on. He says Kidei Lo'odil L'Doros HaBoyim She'emes Mashif Tichono Batora. Shenema Kimigo Godla Shalolukim Krov Melov. Kadashem Lakena Bachokarino Love. What is he adding by that last part? So he's adding something else by that last part. What is he adding? What?
He's talking back to the Torah.
Yeah, that already he did in the first part. He could have stopped over here. He could have said, Kidei Lahaskir Shvachav Shalakarish Baruch Hu Shua Son of Ayakarlu Shavani Kidei Levarcho L'Halo. Okay, so that's a mitzvah, Levar Cholahalo. Right? So why did he add this last part? Okay? Why did he add this last part? So what I want to say is like this. That the last part is telling you that it's not a historical event. We're not being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu only because of the event. But the event brings to mind the relationship that exists now. You see? That now, too, that relationship exists. It's not simply a Shevach on the fact that he made a Nes Purim. Okay? That there was a Nes Purim. That happened in the past. Okay, so therefore, since it happened in the past, and now we're still in existence. That's true. But it's really more than that. It has to be something which is extant now. In other words, which shows our relationship to God now. That just like then, saying, that it must eventuate in a principle that relates to Klal Yisrael now. That this principle of Migoy Gadol relates to Klal Yisrael bizman hazeh. You see? That's why that's why Rashi says, Zeichel anei shayazokim b'metzaras on yom v'layla. Because the question is, where is the Kiyam Zaka? The answer is the Kiyam Zaka is implicit. Because it's not simply what happened then, but it's also now as well. Okay? You follow? Okay. When the Rambam, that's why the Rambam says Kemosha Sisa Imohem Nisim. See, why don't we say it? Because we say it's implicit. It's implicit in the Al Nisim. It's implicit that it shows it manifests Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu are eternal. So there's no need to add. But the Rambam maintains like this. That with regard to Kriya Samagillah, there you could say implicit. Okay, in Kriya you could say implicit, but in Tfilah you can't. In Tfilah you have to be Paseach Peh, and you have to really and enunciate and formulate. In Tfilah you can't leave, you can't have an implicit Tfilah. So there, what?
Because of the nature of Tfilah.
That's right. So there has to be Yishbach Sicha. You have to talk it out. You have to express it. So that's why the Rambam says, Kemosha Sisa Imohem Nisu Neflos, Kachase Imono Nisu Neflos. To bring the idea that the Zechira of the Nes Purim is not a Zechira L'Sha'avar. But it really is a schiro which enunciates an ongoing phenomenon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Karav L'Shavaseinu. Okay? So the Rambam didn't want to leave it implicit in Tfilah. But that's really the concept of Zok and Yom V'Layla. There's a Kiyam Zok and a Megillah. Why is there a Kiyam Zok and a Megillah? Because the Kiyam Zok is now. Because it's not just a phenomenon in L'Sha'avar. If it were just a phenomenon of Shavar, there wouldn't be any Kiyam Zarka. It would be Kriyas Kisrei Kodesh only. Okay? Alright, any question?
What are we Zoic on nowadays?
For our own, like the Rambam says, Kishem Shesisei Mohem, Gvuros, Anisim, Kachasei Mono, Beisubon Azos. So, it really is a Tfilah. In Tfilah you have to express the idea. So that's why the Ram maintains that even though that if you master it in Tfilah, you have to bring out the idea. So it's not really a violation of a Shelosh Achronos to be Shoel, because it's a part of the Askara, it's a Kiyum in the Askara. The Askara demands that you bring it down to nowadays. Okay, Bizman Hazeh. And that's why there's a Kiyum Zaka in Megillah. Because the Zaka is Bizman Hazeh. It's Umigai Gadol. Okay, but we hold in the Tefillah, you don't mention it because we hold it's implicit. But the Rambam maintained that in Tefillah it can't be, if it's Askar in Tefillah, it requires a full expression. So it can't be implicit, so therefore you have to be Mazkir, also the concept that it's an ongoing, that the whole Askar, the whole purpose of Askar is ongoing. So an ongoing Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? All right.
You're saying about Megillah.
In every mitzvah, there's one thing specific about Megillah, but there's one thing generic, and that is that in every mitzvah that the Chachamim add, they can't do it in a primary way. It has to be that it's not a primary substance of mitzvah, but it's manifest that it's just an expression of the mitzvah satar.
It's like King Darius.
That's that's in the Takana. The structure just became the Reiser. But it's more than that. It means that even if they made a structure came the Reiser, but the structure stood on its own, it was a primary structure, then it would be an Isser. Then it would be the same Isser as saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tziva. That would then you'd be most of all the mitzvahs. Okay? That's what Rambam says, Al Derech Zeh, That's the derech. The derech is that there's no primary substance in a drabbana, no primary structure in a drabbana. Yes.
So when we say a
shekhar is shadow, yeah, shekhar is shadow of zvana was lososa. Yeah. The Rambam is saying that it really is to show midos hakadosh baruch hu bizman hazeh. It's not simply a shevach on a lashava. The Rambam is saying it's all your unified idea here. In other words, what he's saying is if the chacham would make a takana, lahaskir yimei apurim. That would also be a violation. That also wouldn't be good. Because that would be like making a new Zechel Tzitz Mitzrayim. So it would be a primary structure. But why isn't it a primary structure? Because it's just to teach us an idea, levorcho lahalo now, k'dei lo dira l'dar sabayim she'emesh masheh k'tichana b'torah ha'diavtocha she'nema mi gai gadol l'ashol lo kim krov melach v'ashem l'kenem l'chol karinu l'av. It means to teach us to make us aware and actively involved in the avodas Hashem, which the Torah has formulated for us already in terms of ourselves now. But if we're just a mitzvah l'sha'ovar and it wasn't for now, so then it would be like a separate structure. Then it would be like a zechel l'tzitz Mitzrayim, a new zechel l'tzitz Mitzrayim, zechel yimei apurim. Couldn't do that. The chum couldn't do that. Because that would be a primary structure. So the structure has to be one which is formulated in terms of the limud from the Yemei, that the Yemei HaPurim is simply an expression of the limud HaTorah, of Kimi Gagadol. That's the Kiyam.
All mitzvahs Hayom have that aspect.
That's why the Zichrom Yosef Mizaram is because of the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was manifest and affects us to realize that Midah. So it's really a now concept. It's not a Lashava. Lashava would mean that a certain event happened Lashava, and now the Chum are taking that event, and they're making a Zecha for that event. That's a new, Torah doesn't allow this. Zecha is Zrayim, the Torah has, but not this. But so therefore this can't be substantial and primary. It can just teach us something that the Torah teaches us in terms of how we should relate to God. So then it's not really a tzura b'fnei atzma. But if it was really just they chose this day and make a new day and say this is a day that there must be a zecher l'Yemei HaPurim because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an eis on Yemei HaPurim, you can't do that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an eis on Tzitz Mitzrayim, but that's a mitzvah min HaTorah. But the Rabbanon can't create such a mitzvah. So that would be primary. All they can do is make a mitzvah which brings to mind the avodah that the Torah has already formulated. And that's why it has to be now. Okay?
Tishbav,
certainly now. L'chapes, k'dei l'oros, l'avavos, d'arkei
ha'tshuva, that's... If it wasn't for the future, you probably thought it.
If they made a new Tishbav, a new Yom HaTishbav, then that would be a violation also.
That's what
the Rav held
by the Yom
Zikaron. K'dei l'halo, l'varcho l'halo means now. Not on that event, exclusively on that event. That would mean they took that event and they would kovea it as an entity that requires zechira and halal. And that would be like the most fallen on the mitzvahs. It has to be something where it's the mitzvah itself that they create is nothing more than to bring to mind something that the Torah already says. That's the Rambam. That's what he said. Then it's not a new source of mitzvah. So when the Rambam says before what they say, it's not just what they say, it's true. If they would say that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're mechuyif to Mikra Megillah, that would be the grossest example of the violation. But what the Rambam goes on is that even in the Takana, you can't have such an idea. That's correct. See, the Rambam says, Kriyasa Megillah Bizmana Mitzvah Semi Divrei Sofram Vadvarm Yiduim Shehi Takanas Nevi'im. So, What is he emphasizing? According to us, it could be what he's saying is that once we know it's Takanas Nevi'im, it throws it into a different frame of reference, that it must be Ata, now, like he says in the Zagdama, that that's the essence of the mitzvah. It's not a primary structure. Okay?
That's
in the first halacha.
Why is it Takanas Nevi'im?
So, okay, so the Gemara is on Daf Dala Amud Aleph in Megillah. V'amar Rishu ben Levi. Chayav Adam Likros is a Megillah Balayla V'lashanosa B'yom. So you're mechuyev to read the Megillah at nighttime and to repeat it in the daytime. Shenemar lekayekra yomo v'lo sana v'layla v'lo dumiyoli. So that pasuk is talking about tefillah. Ekra yomo v'lo sana v'layla v'lo dumiyoli means at nighttime I'm not at peace. I can't refrain from being mispalel, from being zoic. So that's why we read the Megillah twice, at nighttime and in the daytime. So Rashi says, "V'lashanosu b'yom zecha l'neis shoyuzol can be made saras on yom v'layla." So that's a zecha l'neis that they were zoic yom v'layla. So we too read the Megillah yom v'layla, layla v'yom. All right. So yeah. So the question is, how is reading the Megillah b'layla v'yom come to mean that you're doing exactly as they did, that there was Zohar in Bayom Valayla. Zohar is Tefillah, and Megillah is Kriyas Kisvei Kodesh. So where in Megillah is there a fulfillment of Zohar, of crying? It's just the Kriyas HaSipur Persumin Yisur, but it's not really Zohar. So how could Rashi say that it's Zecha L'Neis, that the reason why you read the Megillah twice is Zecha L'Neis, where Yisroel can be Metzaras on Yom V'Layla. Okay? So, two Rambams come to my mind. One Rambam is the Rambam in his Nusach HaTfilah. You have it? So, at the end. That is Kafak. So. I don't think he's going to have it now. It's the end of all his filler, right? Alright, this is Mada. Okay, it's alright, I got this one. This has the full one, though. It's got the full one. And the Ram's all Nisim. So the Ram has that, Which one is the first one? On the Al Nisim, so B'mei Mordechai, the Esther, Kashem Manavan, Rosh Nalam Chabes, so Vikesh Lashmid, Lara Galabis, Kol Yudim, Minava Zokin, Tafanash Miyamach, Shalom Lavos, Vata Brachnachoram, Matal, Hembes, Rasam, Vedantas, Dinam, Varaftas, Rivam, Venakantas, Vasam, Efartas, Atsoso, Vilkaltas, Machshafto, Veshvesla, Gmula, Barosho, Vesolo, also, Vesbonaval Aids, Vosislo, Hashem, Godal, Bolamecha. Then the Rambam, that's pretty much what we have. Then the Rambam is Kashem Shaisisa Imonin Pelo Nisim, Kachasa Imon Nisim Gvuros, Boesu Baon Azos. So we don't have that because you're not Mispal in Odah. So the question is, why does the Rambam really have it? I mean, in the last few brachas, you're not Mispal. So why did the Rambam add, and he has it in Hanukkah as well? That Vasisu Hashem Gadol Mechlam Vasisu Pelav Nisim Kishem Shasisu Imonim Nisim Gvuras Kachasim Imonim Nisim Gvuras Beisu Bon Azos. So why did the Rambam see fit to add Tefillah to Birkas Hador and the Al Nisim? Okay, and he has it in every Al Nisim. That's a question, another question. So, for that, there's one more Rambam that I think answers this question. And the Rambam is in his Agdama to the Yad HaChazaka, after the Minyan HaMitzvos. So the Rambam, and before he sets up his Sefer. So the Rambam says, he says, Elohim Shalish Meos HaShlosh Yasser Mitzvos Shastavol HaLamosh HaBesinai Heinu Kol HaSem Prat HaSem V'dik Tekeyen. Then he says, V'yesh Mitzvos Acheros Shenishachu Acham Matan Torah. There are other Mitzvos that were created after Matan Torah. The Kavos on the Vim V'chachomim U'pashtu V'chol Yisur Gan Mikra Megillah V'ner Chanukah V'tainis Tishubov V'yadayim V'tilis Yadayim V'ervin. Now the Ram goes on. Kol elu ha-mitzvah shenishachu chayoven onu l'kablom l'shomram shenemel osasmin adova shigidlu chayomen esmol. And then the Ram adds, ve'einan tosfos on mitzvahs of Torah. They're not an addition. because otherwise we have a lot. Va'ama zira Torah lo sosef alav l'asigrim menu. So what did the Torah warn about? That you shouldn't be mosif, you shouldn't be megareah. That a Navi should not be able to create something, and to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him to add this in this mitzvah and to add it to the mitzvah satara. Then he'd be over by Allah so sifu. Or to remove one of the mitzvahs, to reduce the mitzvahs. Then he'd be over. Avol imho sifu based in him Navi, Shiyah Bosa's man, mitzvah. But if they added, if the Navi or the based in any particular time adds a mitzvah, derech takana, if it's by way of takana or derech hara, we'll leave that what exactly hara means, or derech gizera, ein zu tosfos. Okay? Some say hara means hara shah. But we'll leave that. But anyways, he says, as long as if they would have said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavas to be Kori Megillah, so then there would be Mosif and Al HaTorah. But they never said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah. They just said this is Derech Takana, and it's Derech Hara or Derech Gzera. So that's not a Tosfos, because they're not saying that God commanded them to do the mitzvah. Okay? So it would seem that the Rambam answered his question. Because his question was, how could they add Megillah, or Yadayim, or Ervin, it's a Tosfos on Mitzvah Satorah. So the Rambam answers, that's true, if they would say it's a mitzvah Min HaShemayim, then they'd be Mosif. But they're not saying that. They're saying there are only 613 mitzvahs. But this mitzvah is derech takana, derech gzera, or derech hara, and they're not saying that it's a new mitzvah. So therefore, they're not over lo sosifu. That's the Rambam answer. So, for all intents and purposes, the Rambam answered his question at this point. I mean, there was no need to go any further. But the Rambam goes further, and he goes further in a big arichus, and he says elakach ono omer. This is what we say. Shehanavim and Bezdin tiknu v'tzivu likras on Megillah Bonasa. That the Navim and Bezdin were mitzvah to read the Megillah in its time. Kidei lahaskir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Uchuos she'asa lanu. Voyakarav l'shavenu kidei levarcho lahallo. Ukidei lahodia l'doros haboim she'emes mashif tichonu batorah she'nema amigo gadol ashelo l'kim krov melov. So, on the surface, he's explaining Megillah. That's what Megillah is. And he says, V'al derech zui kol mitzvah mitzvah shehimi divrei sofer. So apparently he feels that in this explanation of Megillah, he revealed a certain derech. He revealed a certain derech here. And this derech is applicable to all the mitzvahs midrabanan. Okay? This derech is applicable to all the mitzvahs midrabanan. Where is the derech in here? And why did he have to say alakach on omer? It's not. It should have been alakach haim omer. And that already explained that they said it's not a new mitzvah. They said it's simply a takana or a gzera, and that's why it's not baltosif, and that's why you're not over los asifu. Why does he have to go into this whole arichas about mikra megillah kdei lahaskir shvachav shel hakadosh baruch hu? It's very nice. So he wants to explain every mitzvah, so he should explain every time of every mitzvah. Why do you single out megillah? But it seems he thought, in his thinking, he was singling out megillah to use as an example and to show a certain derech. Where is the derech over here? Where is the derech in the mitzvah? And what's the elakach anu omrim? Why do we have to say it? So, yeah. And of course, you can't say the derech is applicable to other mitzvahs, because what he's explaining, la'agit shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is only by megillah. She'akar l'shavaseinu. Yeah. So, what I want to say is like this, that what the Rambam over here is saying is that the mitzvahs mid-Rabbanan cannot be, it's not just that they can't say that we created a mitzvah, but in the Tzuras HaMitzvah itself, they can't be implied that it's a new Tzuras HaMitzvah. In other words, they can't create a primary Tzura. Only the Torah can create a primary Tzura. Like Tfilin, for instance. Let's say they would create a new Tzuras HaMitzvah, and they'd say, you have to do this Tzuras HaMitzvah for a certain reason, to remind you of Yichud Hashem. Like they say, when you come home at nighttime, you have to light a ner to remind you of ner l'kim nishmas adam. That would be an iser. That would be most of all the mitzvahs, because they would be creating a primary tzura. So that's really what the Rambam is saying. Elakach anu omrim shanavim and beis din tiknu v'tzivu likros megillah kedei lahaskir shvachav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they're saying that the whole mitzvah doesn't have a tzura per se. It's true there's a mitzvah kriyas on the Gilamid Rabbanon, but whenever the Rabbanon create a mitzvah, it must be manifest from the mitzvah that is nothing more than explaining and performing a mitzvah that's already midaraisa. It doesn't have a primary tzura. So the Rambam goes on to explain. Means to be mevarch the mahalim now. What the Rambam means is that the mitzvah, it's even, if you look carefully in his lashon, it's not simply that you can't create a chefta shel mitzvah that's primary. But even in Purim, if they would have said there's a mitzvah liskor yemei Purim, for instance, that would be a violation. Because if it were simply then, so it would be like zecher l'tzias Mitzrayim. So there's a mitzvah liskor yemei Purim. That would be osafa. So why isn't it osafa when you say liskor yemei Purim? The answer is because liskor yemei Purim is nothing more than an instance of an ongoing concept that the Torah already explained, Umiga Godla Shalola Kimkrov Melov, Bachol Karenu Elov, which means that now, Bismanenu, we have to realize this idea. The Megillah is only a vehicle of realization of an idea of Umiga Godla Shalola Kimkrov Melov, which is an ongoing phenomenon, and that therefore, we should know that we have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the pasuk Umi Goy Gadol Asher Lo Elokim Krov Melov is realized. So what the Rambam is saying is even more than is even in he's explaining it in terms of Mikra Megillah. That in terms of Mikra Megillah, it's not Kriyas HaMegillah Liskor Yemei HaPurim in the past, because that would also be a violation. That's why it says Alakach Anu Omrim. It means when we're Mekayim the Mitzvahs Kriyas HaMegillah, we have to have in mind and we have to know that all we're saying is that the Megillah, the Takana Sacham, is only an instance of a general principle of the Torah of Amigo Gadol Hashalol that can krov my love right now. Vayakar l'shaveinu, kidei levorcho l'hallo means right now. So that's what the Rambam means. Val derech zu, we call mitzvah mitzvah shimi divrei sofrim. That every mitzvah is on the same derech, that it's manifest and transparent, that it's nothing more than an enforcement of the deriser. It's nothing more than bringing to mind the deriser, which is extant. So therefore, it can't be something in the past, like Yemei HaPurim, but it has to be something which is nogea in the present. So that's why the Rambam says that kishem she'asiso imohem nisu v'neflos, kach asei imonu nesefela. Which means to say that the whole purpose of the Nes of Purim and being maskir the Nes of Purim is in order that we should know an ongoing principle, and therefore we must follow now, right now, that we should have the same fate that they had, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer Shavaseinu. So the tefillah in the Rambam really is that the tefillah in the Rambam really is not a tefillah that's in violation of being mispal in Shalosh Achronos or in Hadar, because if it were a tefillah whose essence was tefillah, so then it would be a violation. But the tefillah is merely an interpretation and a true evaluation, a true interpretation of what the mitzvah of being Zecher Lizkor Yemei HaPurim is, to in order to know that we have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore we're mispowel. So it's not a violation of being mispowel in the Shalosh Achronos. Okay? But getting back to Rashi says that it's Zecher Yemei Tzoros and Shrei Zohar in Yom V'Laila. So this explains Rashi as well. Why? Because if the Megillah was simply Kriyas HaMegillah per se, and that was the mitzvah, so then it would be a violation of Los Osifu. But the Kriyas HaMegillah is really to bring to mind that Hashem is Karav L'Shavaseinu. So the principle is implicit in Kriyas HaMegillah. And as a matter of fact, if when you read the Megillah, you just look at it as a Kriyas HaMegillah per se, you're in violation of Los Osifu, being most of the mitzvahs. That's what Ram says, Kach Anu Omrim, means we have to have this in mind, that we're not doing it as a Sofala mitzvah. We're doing it because of a mitzvah that's extant, and this is just an account which proves that idea. So that's what Rashi means. Rashi says that Zecha L'Nei Shoyozor can be made Saras on Yom V'Laila. Because since the Megillah is really Shoyokar V'Lishavenu, it's implicit in the Takonas HaMitzvah, that it's really that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was close to our Zaaka. So therefore, Zaaka is an implicit idea in Kriyas HaMegillah. So when we read the Megillah twice, B'Laila V'Yom, says the Kiyam of Zaaka, Zeich L'Nesha, Yezaakim Meitzaras, and Yom V'Laila. Okay? Now, the thing is like this, that with regard to Kriyas HaMegillah, the Rambam agrees, because that's the way he explains it. It's implicit. But when it comes to tefillah, the Rambam didn't want to leave it implicitly. Because in tefillah, you have to have tefillah ni kiyatev l'fleir Hashem yishpoch sicha. V'yetzi yitzchok l'suach pasodah l'fnos arav. In tefillah, there must be sicha. There must be a richas vasayim. It must be motzi b'sfasov. So that's why when it came to tefillah, the Rambam didn't leave it implicit. When it came to kriyas HaMegillah, it's implicit. So it's interesting, though, that Rashi also in the Siddur of Rashi, the Mount of Vitri, he also had the same thing as the Rambam. It's Lashitaso that he said Kishem Shasiso Imohem Neisvafela Kachase Imonu Neisvafela, because the Rambam basically followed exactly like the Shitas Rambam, and he didn't hold as a violation of being Mispal in Shalosh Achronos. Because it's not a tefillah which is initiated by the concept of being mispal, but it's a tefillah which is really an elaboration of the zechira, and it's a kiyum in the whole zechira. So according to Rashi, according to Rama, if you don't have that, you really don't have the kiyum of the haskara itself. The haskara itself is lacking. Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
How would you do around Moses Caesar again? So before you give the example of the Nair.
Right.
So in that case, if you tied it back to a pasuk, then the Rabbanim would be trying to bring out some idea that already gave.
You can't do that. They cannot create a new primary substance of mitzvah.
Primary substance meaning they're not bringing out a Torah idea that was already there. But in that case,
that's not muchach. that it's not muchach. In other words, you're setting up like tefillin. So tefillin, they'd make a new kind of tefillin, let's say, for instance, for balayla, to remind you of Yichud Hashem. A new structure. That they couldn't do. So you'll ask me, how do they do Ner Hanukkah? So that's why the Rambam says, Umadlikin aneros bepischei abotim, legalos lefarsim hanes. So that's because the nes was done with the nes, so it's obvious, it's manifest that all you're doing is pierce my nes. But they couldn't create a new structure, and then you'll say, what is this structure? I don't know what the structure is. So then they'll say the structure is based on this pasuk. That wouldn't be good. They couldn't do that. Because Megillah is not a new structure. Because in Megillah it's clear, that's why the Rambam has the whole Arichah, see, the whole elaboration. That in Megillah it's clear that the only reason that we're doing it is to show, to be ma'ames, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be m'shabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Neis, and to be ma'ames that is karv l'shavaseinu. Two things. To be m'shabeach, the divrei shevach, and pirsum ha'neis. That's what's called pirsum ha'neis. Pirsum ha'nisa. Pirsum ha'nisa means l'shabeach l'shabcha l'hadro. So it's manifest that it's not a structure in itself, but it's just a singular case of a greater principle, which is Midaraisa. Kedei l'shabcha l'rammo. Okay? Yeah.
How does the idea that you put in the Rambam explain Rashi that doing it twice is Megillah? How does that
shift? So there's a Kiyum Zarka in Megillah, and that's why you do it twice, in order to that's more of a Pirsum Manes, because Zecheli Metzaras and Shoye Zarka in Yom V'Layla. Okay.
Like a reenactment?
Reenactment, just like Pirsum Ha'neis. So just like there was Zoic, so we're Zoic too. So that's a Pirsum Ha'neis. It comes out that the Rambam really opens up a whole new derech here. When he says al derech zeh, it's a whole new derech, which means it's a whole new way to look at Purim, at Kriyas HaMegillah and Yemei Purim. That it can't be viewed in the past. Because if it were viewed in the past, it would be like our Sofas Mitzvah, like Zechel V'Sis Mitzrayim. But when you're Mekayim the Mitzvahs Megillah, you have to have in mind it's in the present. It's in the present, and the whole Kriya is just an instance which confirms the general principle. So the same thing is true by the Suda and the Simcha, the whole Simcha of Purim. The Simcha of Purim isn't in the past. It's based on an event in the past which corroborates a principle, but the simcha for the principle is the simcha for now. That's what the Rambam says, Levarcha Olahala. So it's a whole different dimension to... The Rambam opens up a whole different concept in Megillah, and he maintains if you don't have that concept, then what you're doing is Baltosef. You're being over Baltosef, because you're doing it as a Sofas HaMitzvah, if it's simply restricted to the past. But if in order for it not to be a mitzvah b'fnei atzmusa, like a mitzvah midaraisa, like Zecher L'Tzitzis Mitzrayim, it must be construed in the present, because it must be nothing more than an instance of a greater principle, and the whole simcha for the Yemei HaPurim is really a simcha of now, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Karav L'Shavaseinu, and we have the opportunity to be Mishabcha Mefaro. That's the way the Rambam interprets. It's a completely different view of the mitzvahs Purim. Okay? That's why it says, Lakach Anu Omrim. Because it means that when you do the mitzvah, you can't do B'Torah's Bal Tosef either. Omrim means, this is what we say when we do it. Okay? So it's significant that that our Asiyah shouldn't be done B'Torah's Bal Tosef. So it must be in the present. The essence of the Kiyum is in the present. The vehicle is from the Yemei HaPurim in the past. But the essence of the Kiyum and the Simcha and the Kriya and everything is in the present. That's the essence of the Kiyum. If the essence of the Kiyum is in the past, so then you're in trouble because you're over on Los Osifo. So it's an amazing Rambam. I mean, he really opens up a whole different view of the idea of the Kavana. Kavana Samitzvah, and the Kavana person should have B'Shas Asiya Samitzvah.
That's true.
Well, Tisha B'Av, the Rambam says very carefully in the beginning of Tisha B'Av, that the only reason that we have it is Orer Alavavos
L'Tshuva. For now, right?
For now. Correct, for now. It's always for now. So it has to be for now, because it has to be a principle of the Torah. And since the principles of the Torah are eternal, so it has to be for now. The Rambam was meant to be read in Mitzchilas of Atzofa. So he's expecting you to read this. And And if you don't, then you don't have the concept of drabanans. Here's where he explains the concept that you have to have in all drabanans. I mean, that's the place. Because he's talking about mitzvahs midaraisa, the yesh mitzvahs acherus and ischatsu achad zman Torah. So this is the place where he puts it, and it's the appropriate place. Okay. The Gemara says, let's finish the sugya while we're here. Okay. So the Gemara says, Savor minoa lemikriya belilya ulemisna masnisen diadabiyam mama. So the strange Gemara. The Gemara thought that since it says Lashanosa Bayom, Lashanosa meant to learn the Mishnayos Bayom. So Rashi says, Savor mino b'nei ha-yeshiva sheshamu shmu azu b'loshan ha-kodesh, v'lashanosa bayom ha-yusfurin t'hai v'lashanosa loshan shon ha-mishnah, means to learn a Mishnah. So the question is, I mean, what kind of an idea is that, to learn the Mishnah in the daytime? You have the Kriya b'layla, and the Mishnah should be bayom. Okay? Yeah, so if you want to say that you should read the Torah Shebech Sav of the Megillah b'layla, and then explain the Divrei HaMegillah b'yom. So it really shouldn't have been Mishnayos. It should have been Divrei HaGadol, all those dafim in the beginning of the first parak. It should have been Likros HaMegillah b'layla, the Likros Lefarsha b'yom. But Lashanosa, the Gemara says, means Lashem Mishnayos, which I assume it means the Mishnayos that are shayach to Mehilchas Megillah. So what is the, what's the kiyum of the Mishnayos? What? No, they didn't learn that way. That's the Gemara finally says the other way. Rashi is going on the final pshat. Not a kiyum zaka. So because that was wrong. Okay? Because the Gemara says that was a mistake, but the Gemara says really that, Do it again. So the Bnei Yeshiva, Rashi explains, thought that you should do the Mishnayos Bayom. What's the idea of Mishnayos, doing the Mishnayos Bayom? So we said what it means is like this. What it means is, Torah, of course, it means Torah Shebech Sav and Torah Shebal Peh, but not just any Torah Shebal Peh. It's the Torah Shebal Peh of the Mishnayos. Why? Because Divrei Agoda, it's like Rav Shmuel Nugget says, that when it comes to Divrei Agoda, so those are things that Chazal interpreted themselves. But when it comes to the Halachos, that's all Nitin Misinai. So it really is to have Torah Shebech Sav and the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the Chochmas HaTorah and the system of the mitzvos, from which the beauty of the mitzvos emerges. So the Gemara thought that you have to have the Kriyas HaMegillah B'layla, but then the Torah Shebal Peh, which is the same Torah Shebal Peh, like the Rav always used to say, that if you learn Masechta Megillah, Mekayim Mitzvos Torah Shebal Peh Midoraisa. So the Torah Shebal Peh Shelah should be in the Yom. Why? Because that's really a kiyum of Kabbalah Satara. So what does this have to do with Kabbalah Satara? So it's based on the famous Chazal in Shabbos, Kimu v'Kiblu. Now really it should have said Kiblu v'Kimu. Why does it say Kimu v'Kiblu? So it says Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar. That they were Makayim because when Chazal said when it came to Torah Shebal Peh, so they didn't want it. So Kofal Leim Har Kegigis. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to force them to be Makabal Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh was too much for them. So the Gemara thought that over here, since it's Kimu v'Kiblu, the Kimu Masha Kiblu Kvar, that's why the Gemara says that even though it was Bal Korcha originally, but later they did it midaitam. Later they were makabel midaitam, and that was Bisman Mordechai Vesta. So that's the kimu. So the kimu means they were makayim Torah Shebal Peh. So Torah Shebal Peh, you only makayim through the Mishnayos, because the Mishnayos is the structural ideas, concepts, and the logic and the beauty of the Chochmas HaTorah emerges from Torah Shebal Peh. That's why the Gemara says, Chazal say, Ksav lecha in the end of Kisisa, the Torah says, Kash Baruch says, Ksav lecha sa dvar meila, ki al pi advar meila karati itcha brisa es Yisrael. Al pi advar meila, so Amar B'Yechanan, lo nichrasa bris ela al Torah Shabal Peh. That the Krisis bris is only on Torah Shabal Peh. Because Torah Shabal Peh is the beauty of the Chachma Satara. That's the real Krisis bris. So that's what the B'nai Yeshiva thought, that since it's a kimu v'kiblu, kimu masha kiblu kfar, and it's a krisis bris, so it must be the Mishnayos, which is the real Torah Shebal Peh of the Megillah, and from which the whole Chachmas HaTorah and the beauty of the Torah emerges in terms of its asiyah, its structure, its theoretical structure. That's the real kium bris. So that's why they thought, since it's kimu v'kiblu, so you learn the Torah Shebachsav at nighttime, and the Torah Shebal Peh by Yom to be Mekayim, the Kabbalah Satorah of Kimu V'Kiblu. That's what they thought. But they were wrong. It sounds like a very good idea, really. So why don't we do it? Okay, so you have to read the Megillah twice. But why don't we do the Mishnayos also to Mekayim, the Kimu V'Kiblu? Apparently, Chazal held that it's not something that the whole Tzibur could do. Because to see the beauty of the ideas, you have to be on a certain level. And not everybody is roy for that, so therefore they didn't make such a takana. It would have been a takana where they just would be saying Torah Shebal Peh and not understanding it, which is not a kiyum at all. And if you don't understand, it's really a bittul zman completely. So therefore they didn't structure it that way. They only structured the Kriyas HaMegillah itself. Okay. Yeah.
That would have been fearsome to
That would have been a pirsum of the kimu v'kiblu.
Right. That would have been a separate thing.
It's all part of the neis. I mean, it's all part of the neis. Because of the neis, there was kimu v'kiblu. Because of the neis that they observed. Okay. Yeah, you're right. What do they do? Do the whole Mishnayos or the whole Masechta?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure. Okay. You do Mishnayos.
Why do they have to minigla and only on Shabbos? So they always do it.
No, because there's no Kriyas HaMegillah. There's no Kriyas HaMegillah. So it's a kiyum. It's a kiyum. What is that again? The last Kriyas HaMegillah.
Special
Alacha, and when it's on Shabbos. Yeah. But it would, but it's consistent, yeah. Okay. So now, sorry, I turned it off. I'm gonna say, yeah. So then the Gemara brings in the Chayav Adam Lukas and Megillah Balal Shnos V'Yom Shenema LeMayin Zemerchov LeYidem Arashem LeKay Lola Madeka. So different pasuk, but the same idea that you Chayav Balayla and Bayom. So what's the difference between the two Peshatim? So the difference is Rashi explains the second Peshat. That Ukriyas Megillah Shevach, it's Shevach. Shemafarsim Mesanes, Bakol Makalsim Lakadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a Kiyum Shevach. So the two deis, I don't think it's Machlekes, they're both true. As a matter of fact, the Ram, if you look carefully, has both in that Ram that we did. He has Shevach and he has Tefillah. He has both. So you see, he holds like both. So it's not Machlekes. But the second one brings out a different idea. That since the Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom is Shevach, so Balayla, you can't refrain from Shevach. Because once the Laila enters, and the Laila is Nitfal Yom, it's a part of the day, so if you would refrain from Shevach, it would be as if you're putting a halt on the Shevach. Now, I'm waiting for tomorrow. But the Shevach is appropriate now too, because the Zman has begun already. It's the Laila's Mitzurf Liyom. So therefore, the Zman Shevach is appropriate. So it would be, you would be over v'lo yidom, that you're postponing the Shevach, v'lo yidom. So this pshat is based on the concept of the Megillah that it's Shevach, and the first pshat is based on the concept of the Megillah that it's Zaakah. And Zaakah, Zecheli mei tzarasun shal yizokim bayom v'alayla. And bayom there was Zoek. And Balayla v'lo dumioli, that's from Ayelas HaShachar, that's going on Esther. So really, initially, they were only misaken to be Zoek Bayom. But why were they Zoek Balayla? Because the Tzorah was so great that they couldn't refrain from being Zoek Balayla. V'layla v'lo dumiyoli is an expression of the tzara. Tzara was so great that even though they were zoyed by yom, so you could say, so you could take a break now, v'layla, you did the zaka b'yom, the ki mitzvah zaka, and zaka is only b'yom, so why v'layla? So the answer is because the tzara was so great that they couldn't refrain from being zoyed. It's a different kind of, it's not because of the mitzvah zaka, but v'layla v'lo dumiyoli, that I can't be quiet at nighttime because the tzara is so great. So both of them are based on lo dumia. But one is in terms of the za'aka, that the za'aka is such a great za'aka that balayla you can't be silent. And we do it because zeichali meitzah rason, to show the extent of the tzara. The tzara was so great that balayla lo dumiyali, they couldn't refrain from za'aka balayla. The second shot is because it's shvacha shomakom, and shvacha shomakom is bayom, but since the laila is matzurif to the yom, so you can't be dom when it comes to shvacha shomakom. Okay? So now we'll take Tesis. Omari, da'afa gav the mevarach zman balayla, chozer mevarach aso bayom. Why? De'ikar presumi nisa hava b'kriya diyamama. So he holds that there is Pesumei Nisa in Kriya Delilah, but the main Pesumei Nisa is in the Kriya Shel Yom. Ukra nami mashma kein, d'chsiv alayla v'lo dumiyali. Kloma afagav shekorim b'yom, chayav likros b'layla, v'ikar avad b'yamama. But the main Kriya is really b'yamama. Kiven shizkira akos of t'chila. The Pasuk mentions it first, that alakai ekri yomam the Lo Sana, and also the Main Zamer Chachova, the Lo Yidam. Okay, the Pasuk, the first Pasuk, okay, Riom of the Lo Sana. So he's going to first Pasuk. So the main Kriya is Bayom. Okay. Yeah. So he says like this, Vigam Iker HaSeuda B'Yamama. So he holds that there's a Mitzvah Suda, Kiyam Suda B'Layla also, because Shvach HaShomako. But the Iker Suda is B'Yamama. So it's mashma, means not that the achila is nothing, but you're not yotzi dechavaso because the ikar achila is bayom. V'achinami mashma menichsiv niskarim v'nasim v'iskish zechira la'asiya. Ma ikar asiya b'yamama af zechira kein. Okay? Yeah. So the Iker Asiyah is B'yamama, so the Schir is also Iker Schir is B'yam. There's only one kasha on the Tesis. Why two Shechiyanos? I mean, either don't have the Shechiyano Balayla and make the Shechiyano B'yom when it's the Iker Kriya, but if you made the Shechiyano Balayla already, so you really made a Shechiyano on the Inyan of the Kriya Samagillah, so it's true that it's not the Iker. But nevertheless, there's a Kiyam Kriya. There's a Kiyam Kriya. So on Kiyam Kriya's Megillah, you already made a Shechiyana. So why, I mean, do you have to be Chozer Bayom because it's Iker? But it's still the same Inyan, it's the same idea, and I made the Shechiyana, so now I continue on and I go deeper. But every time I go deeper, I don't have to make another Shechiyana. Okay? All right. So what we wanted to say is like this, that the nature, according to Tosfos, the nature of the two Kriyas are different. That their structure is different. In other words, like this, that why am I Kori Balayla, whether it's the first pshat, because of Lakai Akriyam V'Lasana V'Layla Lo Dumiyali, or whether it's the second pshat, L'Mani Yizamecha V'Lo Yidom, is because you can't be a dome. You can't be a dom. In other words, let's say l'mayz mechavolay means b'makom shvacha shal makom. It's an iser to be a dom. So the reason why I'm korei is to avoid being in privation, in a state of privation from shvacha shal makom. And the same thing is true with the first pshat that has to do with za'aka, that the za'aka balayla is to show the v'lo yidom, they couldn't refrain from zaka, couldn't refrain. So the nature of the kriya is not a kriya which is a positive kriya, an essential kriya. It's a kriya which removes the state of privation which would be wrong? Which would be wrong? Whether it's in terms of Zarka or whether it's in terms of Kavod. It's to remove the Veloyidon. So logically, in logical structure, it's a different Kriya. It's not a Kiyum Kriya per se in the positive sense. It's a Kiyum Kriya that I wasn't a dome. So that's why there are two different Kriyas. There's a Kriya B'Toras, removal of a state of dome, and there's a Kriya B'Toras, Kriya per se, a positive Kriya, a positive essential entity of Kriya. So that's why you have the two Shechianos. The two Shechianos you have because the two Kriyas are of a different nature. Each Kriya is of its own nature. One is to remove a state of abstaining from Kriya, and the Kriya, but it doesn't have a Kiyum, which is positive, and the second one is an essential Kriya. So since there are two types of Kriya, so Tesis maintains that each type warrants a Shechiyana. Okay. It's true, really, Shvach HaShem, Makom HaPersh, Shvim Mishbech, HaLavayish, Yispal Adam Kalayom Kula. But the only thing is that humanly, it's not possible for us to do that. So therefore, all we do is show the idea. We show the idea that you can't be a dome. So that's why we're Kari Megillah B'Layla. But you don't stay up all Layla all night long because that's not possible. The Tzibur simply can't do that. So they could just do the Kriya to show that you can't be a dome. And we would like to really be Meshabech, but we're not Roy to be Meshabech Kol Shol. But the idea we express in the Takanas HaMitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. Okay? The Rambam apparently holds that the Rambam doesn't necessarily disagree with the Tesis, but he holds that since they're both components of the mitzvah's Kriyas HaMegillah, once you have the Shechiyonu, Balayla, so it incorporates the whole, it's already Shechiyonu on the mitzvah. So it's true the mitzvah has two tzuras, but once you have a Shechiyonu on the mitzvah, you can't repeat the Shechiyonu the next day. Tesis maintains it's since it's two separate characters of Kriya, you could have two Shechiyonos. Ram maintains that it's true there's two, it's one mitzvah. The mitzvah is to perform it in two different ways. So once you make a Shechiyonu that's mitzuraf to the mitzvah's Kriya, so it goes on the other mitzvah's Kriya as well. Right. That's the machlokes between the Ram and the Tesis.
Right. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. A couple of rays. The fact is that Rabbi Bo mentioned also that Rav Amram Goyen said, and many of the look in the tour, that they used to say Tachnun on the Purim. Why? Because they say it on the contrary, that Tachnun is appropriate because we should be mispowel. We should be mispowel. So you see, it's a halacha now. And also the bracha of the Haravas Rivenu Nifalonim Itzareinu is a clear expression that it's not the Kriyas HaMegillah per se. But it's really the principle that Hakel Moshiach, that he's always a Moshiach, that's really the essence. So the last bracha, that's why it said B'tzibur. B'yochid is not said. But B'tzibur, you say it to the farsame, the nature of the Kriya. So if you don't do it B'tzibur, you're really losing the kiyum of giving the whole framework of the Kriya. But that's only B'tzibur. B'yochid didn't make a takana, because B'yochid, the Yochid should do it himself in his own das. But B'tzibur, they made a takana to be mefarsim, that the Kriya Samagila is not a Kriya on Lisha Ovar, but it's a Kela Robas Rivenu, Anoka Mr. Kersenu, Amshalam Mulachola Ivan Avshenu, a Kela Mashiach. So the last bracha, the first bracha, is really Birkas HaMitzvah. The last bracha is a bracha which defines the Kriya itself, that the Kriya is only an instance of Kimi Goy Godel Ashalola Kim Krov Malov, like the Rambam explains. So it's Muchach that way. That supports also what the Rambam says, that Alakach Anu Omrim, that you have to have the right idea. So that's why they incorporated the last bracha as a part of the, as an extension of the Kriya, so that the idea should be manifest of what the nature of the Kriya is. Good. Tainus Esther really is a kiyum in the zaka of the yom. It's a minik. Rabbeinu Tam says a minik, because you can't really appreciate the zaka and the yom unless you live through the tzar. So the tainus is really a kiyum in tomorrow. It's not a tainus that's a kiyum in the yom itself, like other tainus.
Contrast to
pseudo. All right.
Contrast to pseudo.
In other words, the tainus is to the person should involve himself in the tzar and the tzaras. that they went through. So then he can appreciate the gula, because gula is measured in its distinction, the way it stands in contradistinction to the tsar and the tsaris. So the tainus really is really to prepare you to give a greater kium in what the, in the appreciation of the gula. And that has to do with appreciation. It's an inner appreciation. So the Shvach HaShemachem is always measured by how the person appreciates the Shvach HaShemachem. So the Tainus puts him in a state of mind where he can have the appreciation, because if you don't appreciate the Tzar, you don't appreciate the Gula. And Achanami, Moshe is right, that it should be a Kiyum also, not just to commemorate. It's not a commemoration. Not to commemorate the Tzaris that they had, but a person should apply it to his own Tzaris as well. And Achanami. The Karv L'Shavasenu.
So okay. You're saying it's not
a day. It is day true. Every time it's true. No such thing as time is not true.
So what do you mean?
They weren't masakin it for stam for mitzvah's tshuva. But they were masakin it because of the nature, was the kiyum of the yom. Because it makes a kiyum in the shevach nodo of the yom apurim. That's why they were masakin it. But there's no such thing as time is not true. Okay. The tanaitzim are only bayom. The zokos bayom.
An answer to a question. I think maybe we answered a question that bothered me for a long time. The Negrasi Geras from the Negras Sefer, right? So apparently what the Gemara means is that there are two Shemos in the Gila. The strange thing is that the Shemi Geras is never expressed in a positive way. Where's the Rashi? It's on Daf Yutes, I think.
Yeah.
What?
The bottom of the
Yutes. Yeah. So what did Rashi say?
And the
Kasi Gas? What?
Rashi
and the Kasi Gas? Yeah. Lomar Shaina Hamura Kasefer. Right? So that means Shin Tofra. Tofra Bukhute Pishtan is Psula, because it's not a Sefer. And the Grasi Gerashim Hidlbosh Loshachut, they give him Chera. But there's no halacha that you have to be Matl Shloshachut, they give only. You could do it like a full Sefer. So it comes out that it has a shame that never has to be expressed. You know what I mean? There's no halachic requirement to express the Shemi Geras. It should have been the Nekrasi Geras, the Lachain, and the Yochel Tofra, Yosem, the Shlosha Chutegidin. Not with the Evan in Middle Bush. It's like the Shemi Geras only comes out with the Evan. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a very disturbing halacha, because it's not the way halacha works. Has a shame, so the shame must be expressed. But it seems the shame Igeris never has to be expressed. It's just b'di'evit. If you only matl shlosh chutei pishtan, I mean shlosh chutei gidin, so then it's k'shera b'di'evit. Against the regular system of halacha. Heftza has a shame, so the shame must be expressed and manifest in the heftza. Not the shame that b'di'evit is good. B'di'evit would seem is better than l'chatchila. B'di'evit, you're manifesting the shame igeris, and l'chatchila you're not. Strange halacha.
Ready?
Yes.
The next Rashi, Hatsuva ben Hatsuvim, and it, well, after that it says lo yatsa, and Rashi says to be inon igeris la'atma. The Mefarsem Nisa Tzvei, the Thikora Bidak Suvim, Nirakikori B'mikra. So would that be an expression of the Shemi Geras?
Good question.
No, it's because you can't read it, Bidak Suvim.
I understand.
So that's the expression of the Geras. If you had it.
It's also not a definite expression of Igeris, because when you as a separate entity, even if it wasn't, even if it didn't have a Shem Igeris, you could read it as a separate entity. The Gras Sefer wouldn't possible it from reading it as a separate entity.
Right.
The Gras Sefer wouldn't demand it, but it should be Ksuva Ben Ksuvim.
Right, right.
So there's no, so what you're doing has no real positive manifestation of the Shem Igeris. So it's true that it's a posel. It's a posel also. But no manifestation in the positive of the Shem Igeris. You could have not had a Shem Igeris in your Kriya, and it still would be kosher. If the halacha were that if it didn't have the Shem Igeris, it must be Ksuva Ben Ksuvim, so then you'd be right. So the fact that I'm Kari is a separate entity manifests the Shem Igeris. But even if it didn't have a Shem Igeris, I could always read it by Ismai Atzma. I might not require it. No, Allah has to be Ksuv Ben Ksuv.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How is it different than the Shem Sefer? Because that also, it's not, even if it didn't have a Shem Sefer, you could have it be Nifar Yudin. It's just that the Shem Sefer says it's not still going to be in the Nifar.
Right.
Why would that be the same thing as
Ksuva Ben Ksuva? No, because over there you have Gidim, which are manifest in the Asiyas HaSefer. That's a different thing. You have, must have the Gidim.
And by Gidim, it must be a separate entity.
Yeah, but it's not that, it's different though. Because here it's manifesting the structure of the thing. And over here, if it's Ksuva Ben Ksuva, I'll give you, first of all, Ksuva Ben Ksuva is going to be a problem anyways, because Ksuva Ben Ksuva is only the Tzibur. But besides, it's not, the analogy is not the same. Because the way I do it now, there's no manifestation of, I could have always done it that way. But by Gidin, it's not I could have always done it without Gidin. It's not the same thing. Because wherever, that's a key and we require a structure. Here you're asking. But in the Maisa Kriya, there is nothing there that manifests the Shem Igeris. Whereas in the Maisa Kriya, where you need Chutim, the Chutim are a manifestation of the Shem Sefer. So I could have always been Kriya. I could have always been Kriya without not being Aksuvim. There's no halacha to be Kari Ben Aksuvim. It's not the same thing. Whereas over here, in the Asiyas HaDavar, the Asiyah is required. In the Asiyas HaChefza, the Chutim, the Gidim are required. So the Gidim are a manifestation of the Shem Sefer. Whereas the fact that I'm Kari La'atma is not a manifestation of the Shem Igeris. Of course, it could always be been Kari Laila La'atma. That's all off in the Maisa Kriya. There's nothing manifest there. The Gidim are manifest. It's a substance, a manifest substance. And besides, the Yachid is good, B'Ksuv Ben Ksuv anyways. You have a specific substance in Gidim. Substance is a manifestation of Sefer. here you see, can't say Kriya La'atma is manifestation of Geras, because you could always have been, you could have always been Kriya La'atma. There's no substance there. It's just a psul, it's a posel. Chutei Gidin is not a posel. It's a substance that's a positive substance that's necessary for the Shem Sefer. That's a totally different thing.
Right. It's only a posel because you, if there's a chiyuv to have that thing. So if you don't have it, it's not going to be good.
That's right. But over here, it's a positive thing. It's two different. It's a different logical structure. It's not the same logical structure. You're saying if I did it this way, it's no good. So that's not a positive thing. But over here is a positive thing. You must do it. You must have chitei gidin, chutei gidin. That's a positive manifestation. I don't say I could have had chutei gidin, it would have been good. So now the chutei gidin is nothing, because the chutei gidin are there because that's a requirement. So it's a positive manifestation. But kriya ben aksuvim is simply a parcel. It's a negative thing. And B'yachas Migmar says is good. Tzibashan. So comment that B'yachas when you go to Mitzvah Megillah is not even a single manifestation. But those two things are not equal. Logic and logical structure. Because one is just a postal. Just a negative, purely a negative. But chutei gidin is not a negative. It's a positive. The reason it's there is because it's safer. The shame safer is being fulfilled by the chutei gidin. I think it was a problem we always had. I think we went through this once before. With the Ksuvim Ben Ksuvim also. But I was thinking, based on what we said, maybe you can answer it. Because the Shemi Geras is really an implicit concept. The Shemi Geras is because it's now. That now that there's a Kiyum Zaka now, and that's why it has a Shemi Geras. There's an implicit concept of Shemi Geras. It's not explicit. So the shame can't emerge in a positive way, just in a negative way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like an announcement to the people about a current phenomenon, like
that's
relevant to them.
That's right, it's a current phenomenon. The fact that it's a current phenomenon is an implicit idea. As a shem zaka, it's implicit in the Kriyas Megillah, but it's not explicit. So that's why the shemi geras is a posel, it's only implicit. It only has halachic relevance implicitly, not explicitly.
Really?
Yeah.
It makes sense, I guess, now that once you say it's only implicit, that there's a minhag to be pushed at the geras.
That's right.
You should, it's good to have some expression just to make it clear, but you don't need an halachic structure.
That's correct. That's why that's an implicit. Minhag is a very good minhag because it's simply an implicit idea that you read that you're post or ki geras. That's implicit from the way you're setting it up. has nothing to do with the substance of the kriya. And you see, but the evidence, if you read it, you didn't do Parsha of Geirus, is good also. So it's an implicit maisa, not a necessary maisa.
What do you mean is zaka is implicit?
In other words, what we said last year, enough to last year or 2 years ago, that zaka is a kiyum, is a kiyum zaka in Megillah. So it went through the Rambam in the beginning where he talks about the mitzvahs and why it's not baltosis. So the thing is that it's an implicitly in Megillah is the idea that it's current.
It's current?
It's current. That Kishem Sha Sisei Moem Osfafela, Kachasei Manu Osfafela. The Zaka. That the Chacham didn't make a new substance. Simply it's a kiyum in the Migai Gadol. Shelo Lekim Krov Melav. That's implicit in Megillah.
And that's bound to the concept of the Geirus?
That's the concept of the Geirus.
Rabbi?
Yes.
So why is that like intuitively that Zok, that idea has to be implicit, can't be expressed openly?
Because that's the structure of the mitzvah. It can't be because the structure of the mitzvah is kriya.
So when it comes to Nikra Sefer, it's not implied.
What's that?
When it comes to, we say Nikra Sefer, Nikra Geras. When it comes to Nikra Sefer, it's not implied.
Because Sefer is explicit. Because it's mitzvah's kriya but Sefer. That has to be explicit. That's in the Tzuras HaMitzvah itself. There's a Tzuras HaMitzvah Midrabanan, and there's the implicit fact that it's not baltosif because it's current. So that's the nature of the structure, because the mitzvah midrabanan has to have a structure too. But the structure can't be one which is devoid of the idea that it really is a current phenomenon, really is a current kiyum. So the Negrasi Geras is current, and that has to be only implicit. That has to be only implicit.
Why only? What would be lacking if it was explicit? It would teach a wrong idea if it was explicit?
If it was explicit, it would take away from the Tzuras HaMitzvah, Midrabanan.
I mean, because it's really like a corollary idea. It's not the essential idea. It's just like it's a secondary idea that it's not like a new, it's not a new mitzvah.
Well, I would put it this way: that in terms of the philosophy of the mitzvah, it's essential. So it shouldn't be baltosif. But in terms of the structure of the mitzvah, it's implicit. It comes under two frameworks. In terms of the takanas chachamim, the basis and foundation of the takana, it's essential. But in terms of the structure, it's implicit. Because the structure, you have to have it. See, I was wondering about that too, because you see, you get into a problem. That's why I think that I'm going back to that shir. It was also lingering in my mind that the thing is that it's a very nice concept that he's saying it's not baltosif and it's a migai gadol, but if that's the case, then the mitzvah is amorphous. And kol v'tikun rabbanan came d'oraisa. So you're caught between, if it's simply amorphous, if kriyas ha-megillah is simply, is nothing more than a migai gadol, so where's the mitzvah midrabanan? There's no tzuras ha-mitzvah. So the answer is the way the Chacham set it up was ingenious. The way they set it up was like this. That in the structure of the mitzvah itself, it really has a specific structure, and their sefer is the structure. But implicit is the idea that no migai gadol. So you're not over baltosif. In terms of the philosophy of the structure, the essential idea really is Umigai Gadol, that it must be a manifestation of Umigai Gadol. Kiyam Mitzvaso, Umigai Gadol. But you need a structure Mirabana. And the structure Mirabana is Kriya Basefer. Because you follow? In other words, you have to satisfy two realms. One realm is it shouldn't be Baal Tosef, and the other realm is that it should be a structure Mirabban. So if you're gonna make it into a structure of a Geras, so then it's simply amorphous. If the Geras is positive, so then it's simply amorphous. It's just Omigai Gadol. It's just an instance of Omigai Gadol. So it doesn't have any real structure Mirabban. So the structure Mirabbanan is necessary for the Shem Sefer, because that's really the structure, Kriya B'Sefer.
Ready?
Yes.
In the structure of the Kriya B'Sefer, is that also Kain D'Oraisa?
That's Kain D'Oraisa.
That's also Kain, because they copied that Maisa, the instruction that Chiyuv to be Kore is a D'Oraisa concept.
Yeah, because otherwise it wouldn't be Kain D'Oraisa. Where's the Kain D'Oraisa of Kriya Sigeres?
Right.
So the Chum had to do it in a way where if it were Kriya Sigeres, it wouldn't be Kain D'Oraisa. So it's Kriya B'Sefer. But the Nikra Sigeres emerges in a manner of default. Rashi, very good. That ain't a chamura. That's what Rashi says. She ain't a chamura kasefer. In the Krasi Gash Lama, she ain't a chamura kasefer. So it's in a negative, implicit. But there's no open manifestation of Igeris. I mean, Rashi holds that that's really what the Krasi Gash is. Lama, she ain't a chamura kasefer. But there's no positive expression of the Shem Igeres. And even though you can't be Kore Ben Aksuvim, that's still not a positive expression. That's a psul. You can't be Kore Ben Aksuvim. It's a psul. I think that answers it. So the halacha has to be that it's a mekel, but it's not. You have to satisfy two things. That was bothering me because we left that open, kind of. So where's the kol d'tikun rabbanan kain d'oraisa, where it's a tzuras of mitzvah by itself? So the answer is the tzuras of mitzvah by itself, kain d'oraisa, is in sefer, but in igeres. It has halachic viability, the Shem Igeres. That if he only did Hidl Ba only Shlosh Chutei Gidden, that it's kosher. And that's why, when it comes to the Shem Igeres, you don't say that it's Chutei Pishton is good, because that would be a positive thing. So the structure is really Gidden. Because that's really a positive entity. But the amount of Gidim, if you did it that way, B'Dieved, it would be kosher. Not really B'Dieved, but there's no Din L'Chatchila to be Matl Ba only Shlosha Chutei Gidim.
Rabbi?
Yes.
So the Rambam by the Sefer Mitzvot, is this universally true by the Rabbanans that it always must be implied, otherwise it's going to be Baal Tosef?
Excuse me?
The Rambam by the Sefer Mitzvot over there, when he gave the Megillah as an example.
In the Rambam and the Hakdam of...
So must it always be structured as implied, otherwise it's going to be Baal Tosef?
Must always be structured as what?
As implied. In other words, the additional Kiyam.
Always be structured as implied.
Like over here, you're saying that it's Nikri Geras only in the sense that it's implied.
You must always have the Lakachana Omer. Lakachana Omer.
No, he means that in like a different halachic area, like Erevin or something, you know, where they were, the Rabbanim were misciting something, do you need always need an implied, does it have to be formulated as an implication?
Like it is here by Megillah.
That naturally is formulated as an implication, because the Din Rishus is borrowed Midaraisa. So it's obvious, by a siyug, there's no problem. The problem is when you're making a positive mitzvah. That's the problem. Not by a siyug. Because a siyug is muchach, that it's only to protect the Din Rishus Midaraisa.
You're saying for the implication specifically
than Megillah, that's not a force of board by any other. What do you mean?
You're saying the concept of the implied characteristic here is
in
the
Megillah
per se, right?
I understand, but the reason is because it's a positive mitzvah. We have difficulty in structuring it. Where it's a siyug, you don't have the problem. Where you have a positive mitzvah, you're going to have a problem. Because if you structure it positively to express igeres, so then you're lacking your structure, kain d'oraisa. Like a whole new mitzvah. And if you don't have the din of igeres, so then you're over baltosef, because you're creating a primary structure. So the shame Igeris is implicit. That it's not a schomer, it's kasefer. But it's not a there's no positive requirement to manifest Igeris.
It's interesting that the Kain d'oraisa in both realms come from two different. It doesn't matter what the particular Kain d'oraisa is. That's why you could have in the structure the sefer and in the implicit the igeres.
That's correct.
Because as long as it's tied back to the d'oraisa.
That's right. That's right. It's not. It's tied back to the d'oraisa. It's not homework to sefer.
Right. It's
not
the
Rashi says.
Right.
It's an accident of sefer, not as homework. That's what Rashi means. I think that really answers that problem. I think we always had that problem.
Interesting.
And it fits in very well with the problem that emerges from what we didn't clarify that last point. Because if you're going to say that the Chachamim can't make a mitzvah, except if all mitzvahs are migoy gadol, so then where's the tzuras mitzvah? So what they did was created a tzuras mitzvah with an implicit din of igeres, which is current, which is the migoy gadol. That's expressed in the fact that it doesn't have to be as chomer as kigeres, but it can't have positive expression because for that positive expression, it would be a whole new, it wouldn't be a kain d'oraisa.
And that's why the two shemos aren't hard to associate to each other.
What's that?
That's why the two shemos of Igeris and Sefer are not hard to associate to each other, because they're working in two different planes.
That's correct. That's correct. That's why they're not hard to associate. Finally answers it. It fits in very beautifully. That its existence in halacha is what makes clear that it's the omigai gadol, because it's current. Gras levada. If there was a new halacha that it should have been written, it should have been read bein aksuvim, and now it must be a gras levada. So then that would be a positive expression. But if it could have always been a gras levada, even as a sefer, there's no halacha you have to be matlid ben aksuvim. That would be an unusual thing. So therefore, the fact that it's a gras levada is simply a posel, because of the shem igeres. But it's not a direct, it's not a positive manifestation. Because the natural way would be to be curl of Adam anyways. What do you need the Ben Exuvim? What do you need the Ben Exuvim for? And B'yachid, you see, there's no halacha like that. If it were more than a posel, and just a psul in the, it's just a psul in the Maisa Kriya B'tzibor, that's where it comes in. But it's not in the Din Megillah, in the Din Ki and Mitzvah of Megillah itself, because then it would be B'yachid also. So there again, it's removed from a positive, essential expression. In other words, you have to satisfy the king, the rice, and you have to satisfy the fact that it's not a baltosif, that it's really a mi goy goru. So that's the way they satisfied it. Because it's a completely difficult formulation to say that it's nigras safe and nigras igeris, and the shame safer must always be manifest, and the shame igeris doesn't have to manifest. How's that possible? I think this explains it.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
May I ask a question, please?
What?
May I ask a question, please?
Yes.
So if the shame sefer has to be apparent and the shame igeris has to be implicit, so how come a Megillah is still kosher if it has a mistake in it? That would be a tarat de sasri to sefer.
Yeah, but you don't have to have a mistake in it.
You don't have to. But if you had one, it's still kosher. Where if you had a sefer Torah with a mistake, it would not be kosher.
Yeah, the halacha has to have existence, has to have expression. But there's no halacha that you have to manifest. If the halacha was, you have to have mistakes in order to manifest that's an igeris, then it would be a positive expression. But there's no halacha like that.
No, I'm not saying you have to have a mistake, but if there is a mistake, the shame safer, qua safer, would be bottom. It's not a positive requirement to have, but if you had one, it would still be good. But in Sefer Torah, it wouldn't be good.
Correct. And the same thing with the Gimel, Hitlbar Gimel Chutei Pishnan. Same thing. But it's not a positive requirement. You could have a perfect Megillah, and without any manifestation of the Shem Igeris. That's the problem. Hello?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It has existence, but not in a positive way. That's the solution. That's a big problem. I never saw anybody approach that problem. I was looking for, it always bothered me, that question. Shame Igeris.
Of course, it's still enjoyable.
What?
You asked the answer, the question is still enjoyable.
Oh, yeah.
Ray?
Yes.
So I understand how by Igeris, the fact that it's a posel is not it's not an apparent mechanism, you know? But if you look at it from the other side, though, how come the Shame Igeris doesn't affect the Shame Sefer? Meaning now, I think this is what Leslie was trying to say, is that now the fact that it could still be kosher, right, because of the Shame Igeris, right, if you lack a letter or a word or whatever it is, impact the shame safer?
That's what I mean. It's a talk to Sasha.
Let me hear that again.
Meaning, I understand why the shame igeris is just you just need implicit, and all the halachos are just psulim. They're not outright manifestations of that shame igeris. But why doesn't that shame, the fact that there is a shame igeris, impinge on the shame sefer, which must be apparent? So now if you're lacking a word, So it would affect the Shem Sefer.
In a particular case, you mean? That means because the Dini Geras is there. It's a latent halacha. But it's not a halacha that is a positive halacha that has positive expression. But it's a latent halacha.
No, I'm asking the other way. I'm not asking how Sefer affects Igaris. I'm saying how come Igaris doesn't affect this Shem Sefer, which must be apparent. Meaning Sefer, you must have certain halachos because of Sefer. It must be manifest itself outright.
So that's what Rashi says, that Eina Chamura Kedir Sefer. So the Shem, it's not Mavatal the Shem Sefer, but it's a Makel on the Sefer.
You still have
safer
through the other
tours. That's why you can't put in chute pishtan. Because then you'd have a problem.
It's still safer, essentially, but
it's reduced. That's right.
And there's only specific
the
areas.
The Shankaris express itself in the reduction of the requirements of safer. That's how it expresses itself. Not in a new manifestation. But it's not as chomor as safer. So it's safer, it must be Gidden. Gidden gives it the shame safer, but the requirements are not as stringent. That's exactly what Rashi says. Sheina Chamura to safer. Like a safer where you make all.
So it's like
the shame safer is there.
So it's like quantitatively you're make all, but qualitatively you still have it.
That's right, exactly. Because that's what the Gemara means, that in Yidl Ba Chute Pishtan it would be Psula. Because then it'll be qualitatively.
Right.
So it's the Gemara knows that.
So it's the quantitative safer.
Qualitatively safer.
Quantitatively of the chamur. Quantitative chamur.
Right.
The shame safer emerges in the halachic realm where it's matir. Where it's matir, the safer that's not fully put into all the chumras. That's where it expresses itself. But it's the nature of its implicit existence what throws the shift.
Right. It has its emergence only once you have a safer.
Right.
You know, so you first need that safer, which is the halachos, you know, the hour halachos, and then you can only have igeres through that vehicle of safer.
That's right.
That's even it comes out implicitly, like you know, its halachic ramifications are. Even implicit.
That's right.
Right.
Right. The halachic the halachic ramifications are even implicit. Exactly.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. It is an amazing structure. It is an amazing structure. It takes care of everything.
Implicitly.
You have to work it out, but it takes care of everything.
Can only be talked about once you have safety.
Right.
It modifies safer.
Modifies it. Shame Igaris exists only as a modification.
Right, exactly. No, it
does not exist as a direct positive expression. Sense?
Yep.
I don't think you'll find that halacha in other places. Where you have a shame, and the shame is latent. It'll only come in if you didn't fulfill the full thing, so we'll say that it's kasher by the ever, because it's a matter as long as it's safer, and it's not with mako, when it won't be so machmer like with machmer and safer. It's a modification. It's a modification of safer. It's a modification of safer lakula. That's where it emerges. But it exists. The important thing is that it exists halachically, and its halachic existence is what's essential for the yumi. What is essential in manifesting that it's really not a new mitzvah, but it's not but it's really a fulfillment of the yumi goy gadol. In other words, the halachic system has to ride on two rails. One rail is the rail of mitzvahs and los asifu. And it also has to ride on another rail of kol d'tikun rabban and kein d'oraisa. How do you satisfy both? So the answer is by not having an open manifestation of the shem igeres, but having it exist lurking halachically behind the scenes in terms of its modification of the Shem Sefer, quantitative modification of the Shem Sefer. So there it exists, and as long as it exists, insofar as the Lo Sosifu, it's an essential existence. But insofar as the cultic Rabbanan came to Raisa, it's accidental. Because for the Lo Sosifu, you only need it implicit. But for the structure, you have to deal with the explicit structure. The explicit structure must be called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'oraisa. Otherwise, it would be amorphous. There wouldn't be a mitzvah mid-Rabbanan. You wouldn't have called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'oraisa. It was very difficult to work out. It could be Hestav Shalmi and Shalmi that had to work it out because it wasn't so simple. And this is the way they worked it out. And the post of Kigaris is also, it can be viewed as an accident because the fact that it happens to be post of Kigaris happens to be like an Igaris. But there's no requirement in the Derech Kriya to be Igaris. It's just that you could read it this way, you could read it that way, but the real way you're reading it now, the concept of Igaris emerges. And that's really a kiyum. The reason why they do it before the Kriya is the same reason why they have the Bracha Rabba Shrivenu B'tzibor. It's interesting. Those two halachas are B'tzibor. Poshto Kigeris is B'tzibor and a Rabba Shrivenu is B'tzibor. And the reason is because B'tzibor, you have to manifest the idea that we're not about to do a new mitzvah. So it's really Yumi Goy Gadol. So that's the manifestation. On the other hand, it's a Maisa Mitzvah of Kriya, but it's about Sefer. But the fact that you poshta doesn't take away from that. You see, those two halachas are only B'tzibor. And the Rabba Shivenu is clearly current halacha of Zaka. Yes.
That is just a detailed question there, but it's a little funny then that we're coded before the bracha there.
What's that?
It's a little funny then that we're coded in the Megillah before Rabbi Shivenu then.
Coded in the Megillah before, yeah, that's true.
Coded, we wrap it up.
Oh, you're Korach on Sefer, you mean?
Yeah, it's funny that you render it back to being a Sefer almost before you make that bracha which manifests the Igeres.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. That's right. Because the bracha l'achareo, if it were said when it's ki geres, would mean that the bracha is going, that the whole chefta is a chefta shel igeres.
Right. It would be a koveya.
Right.
Too
strong. Right.
Right. You have to satisfy both systems. The problem with Megillah was that you have to satisfy both systems.
Right.
I didn't realize when we got into this how many ramifications there are to this idea. But you see, it permeates the system.
Right.
Wasn't a primary institution?
Oh, because That's what Rashi. That's what the Rambam says. Madlikinus aneros b'pisle abotem, b'galos u'afase manes. Because it's manifest that these, that the candles are a an expression of the nes of the chesed of the nes middash. So it's manifest mi tocho, that it's nothing more than pirsa manes. Because the nace happens through the candles. So it's manifest.
How does that show that it's not a new mitzvah?
Because it's muchach, that the, that the, that this action is, that's what Rambam says, laharos u'galos hanes. That that's the natural way to express the nace. The nace was ogedei neros, and it's manifested. That's what you're doing.
And by Kriyas and Megillah, it wouldn't be, if you read it, if it was just safer, it wouldn't be manifest as just pursuing Nisa?
No, it wouldn't be manifest because it's Kriyas Ksuvim.
I see. Because it's Ksuvim, so you would think it's not for Shem and Nisa.
The new mitzvah, Kriyas Megillah.
Once it's Smuchach, that's for Shem and Nisa, that itself is...
That itself is the Matir. That shows that it's a Umigai Gadol. Hala was no problem.
If they lit the candles in Mikdash, that would be a problem then, because that's too close to the original, like Kriyas Hatzav, like the Megillah.
Yeah, that's right.
But then David just told me that they did used to have a.
Yeah, had us new mitzvahs at luck of the Mikdash. That would be Baltasar.
Too far from the original, so you can think it's anything but pure.
Right. So Megillah had a problem with, and that's how they resolved it. I'm just trying to think if there's any more manifestations of this halacha.
Seems out there. The Pearson, I mean, the Pearson by Hanukkah. Is a kiyum in the Arisa of Mikdash Gadol also?
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Of course, the Raya is that the Rambam has in Vimei Matashio Hezekazan and Yechon Kan Gadol Chashmeva. Over there, he has also Kamosha Siseimon Nesafela, Kacha Seimon Nesafela. That's both cases. I think it resolves it because it's an open question. I mean, the question is an open question. That if the if there's a shemi geras, it demands should be structured into the mitzvah. But it is structured. It exists. That's the way it's structured. It exists. That b'di'evit, if you did it this way, so it's makel on the. I use the term b'di'evit loosely, but the that im hitlba. I never saw a chumra that you should only be matl shlosha gidech begin. There's no halacha to do that as a chumra. On the contrary,
that would be a psul.
That would be a psul because you're manifesting.
Saying
it must be a shame of geris. Then it's a new mitzvah of snatz musa. Not called the kolting rabbanik and deraisa. A new mitzvah of snatz musa. I think it's a very subtle point, but I think it's a very exact in the way they were masakin the takana.
Rebbe?
Yes.
It's interesting. You know, the bracha by the Kriyas Megillah is Muchach to the Svara, you know, of Kehla Moshiach, and that's really the statement of the Moed Sur Yeshua Si, which is a halachic thing after Ner Chanukah also.
You know, only from Aflos.
Well, no, yeah, that's correct. Moed Sur, I mean, that's basically the Bakash at the end is now also.
That's true. Exactly, you're right. The Moed Sur has it. It's the last stanza.
Right. And recites all the Nisim.
Yes.
That's right. The that's what I said. The can't make light of the Piyutim, because the Piyutim was structured according to the ideas. Make light of the singing the Piyutim, but really the Piyutim is a Kiyum. It has its deep ideas. The Moed Sur is right. Because in the end, the last one is not Mashiach, right?
Right.
Well, can you repeat that right? The last one is not what?
About Mashiach. Not Mashiach.
Oh, about Mashiach.
But the only two positive ones you have are Gilu and Chanukah. The other ones are Siyogim. And they had a hard time with these. Well, they had a hard time with Megillah. That's what the Rambam has Megillah before Chanukah.
Why that?
Because the Megillah was really the primary breakthrough. You could have a positive mitzvah, and it's not Baltosis. At the Grizz.
Yeah.
It's really a revolutionary Grizz. Amazing, I mean. Maybe it's too late to start now. Take it to marbling at it. But it's, you should also check the taste on the Zayin Amud Aleph. I don't know if we have Pshat in that tasis. It's tough tasis. But he mentions it. But you should check off the taste of Rush, because I think there may be a mistake in the gears to the tasis here. But, interesting tasis. So I was thinking of what we said yesterday. If what we said yesterday, I just want to review it, because I think if what we said yesterday is correct, it solves a major problem. And that is that it's Nekrasi Geras, which are of the Shemi Geras. Because ordinarily, the Shem, if it has a Shem, it should be expressed. So it should be that, not that if you only were Matul Shlosha Chute Gidin, that it's kosher, but it should have been that you must only be Matul Shlosha Chute Gidin. Because in order to have the Shemi Geras. So then it would be an Igeris, a Shame Igeris, and a Shame Sefer. That's the way it should naturally follow. But the Shame Igeris never expresses itself in a positive way. And even in the Halacha, in other words, you don't need the Shame Igeris to be expressed in a positive way. It just comes in a funny way. It comes in, like Rashi says, either, what's the Lashon of Rashi over there? Rashi says, "Lomar she'ena chamura." The Rashi says, "Lomar she'ena chamura kesefer." It's ena chamura kesefer. It's in a negative way, and the same thing in Ksuva ben Aksuvim, because Ksuva ben Aksuvim, first of all, is not a din biyachid. So if it was a structure of a shemi geres la'atzma, and mitzvahs kriyas Megillah would be biyachid as well. So where does it come in? So Rashi says, see, I think when Rashi is bini geres la'atzma de mafasa nisa tvei, you have to go further in Rashi. You can't, you have to know what the essence of Rashi is. The essence of Rashi is in the next words. V'chi kor ben aksuvim nira kakor b'mikra. So, b'tzibur, when you kor ben aksuvim, it's nearer kakor b'mikra. So the Shemi Geras only comes in order that it shouldn't be in a negative way, that it shouldn't be nearer k'mikra b'ksuvim. B'mikra. that it should not be. It's in a negative way. The Shem Megeris emerges. It's like the Shem Megeris is built into the halachic system, but expresses itself only in a way, in a negative way. How? That when you kore b'tzibur, it should not be nearer like you kore b'mikra. So we explain the reason for this, and the reason is, the reason why it only appears in the negative, it reminds me a little bit of what the Rav said about on Hanukkah, that it's expressed in the absence of Hesped and Tainus. In the absence of Hesped and Tainus. That's the expression of Simcha in the Rambam. It's similar to that idea. So over here also, the Yishem Igeris emerges not in a positive characteristic in the Megillah itself, but in a negative way. That if you didn't have, if you only had Shlosha Chutei Gidin, it's kosher. It's it came to be Mako and it's not Chomer Kasefer. And also, it comes in that B'tzibor, it shouldn't be nearer to Kori B'mikra. That's again a negative way. So we said the reason is why? Because if the Chacham would have created a Cheftza, Sheli, Geras, and Sefer, that would be Chiddush Davar. That would be Einavar Shele Chiddush Davar, and it would be you'd be of Bal Tosef. But on the other hand, you need the Shem Igeris there, because otherwise the Shem Sefer would be the Shem Igeris is current. Pursuming Nisa is a current idea. The Farsim Anes, in order to Mishabeach, in order to know that this nace can happen now too. Moshe Tikshu Nate Pafel Elohim Kena Seimon, like the Rambam says. So, if you didn't have the Shem Igeris, it would again be like a new mitzvah, because it would be Al Sheovar. So the Shem Igeris makes it current. Shem Igeris is really tied to the pasuk, like the Rambam says, Umi Goy Godla Shalola Kim Krov Melov. So you need the Shem Igeris, but at the same time, the Shem Megeris can't be in a positive way, because then it will be creating a new Cheftza of Sefer / Igeris, which will be a new Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, which the Chachon can't create. It will be a new Mitzvah. So you need the Shem Megeris in order to modify the Shem Sefer, so that the Shem Sefer isn't Sheavar, but it really is based on the Pasuk of Omega Gadol. That's the idea of Shem Igeris, but you can't allow the Shem Igeris to itself create a new Chefza. So it had to be put into the halachic system in a hidden way, in an implicit manner, just like Zaka is implicit in Megillah, and just like Shevach Ha'odah is implicit. L'mayis Nechachav La'idam, the Shevach Ha'odah, which is La'olam, is also implicit. So it's a Maisa Shevach, and it's a mice of Zaka, but it's all implicit. Because, you see, the Chachamim had a problem here. The problem was, and that's why it was difficult with Megillah. The problem was to create a Tzuras HaMitzvah. On the one hand, you need a Tzuras HaMitzvah, because it's called the Tim Rabbanan Kane Deraisa. On the other hand, it can't be a Mitzvah B'fnei Atzma. So the way they accomplished this, was with the essence of Shem Sefer, and built in is a Shem Igeris, which emerges implicitly in the halachic system, just like the Zaka and the Kavod. The mind's now Kavod La'idam also is implicit. Okay, the idea seems to really fit in very well with what we said. But you have to look at it from different angles. I mean, in other words, the main problem was to create a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah Mirabbanan, which is not really a new Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, but which is really the Pasuk Migay Gadol. So the only way they could do it was by having an implicit Shem Igeris, which is a current idea, current concept, which reflects the Pasuk. But the Shem Igeris couldn't be a positive concept, because then there would be a new Cheftza. It would be Igeris / Sefer. No such thing. That would be a new Chiddush Dovah. It would be a new primary entity. So they couldn't do that. So they worked it into the halacha in an implicit manner. It expresses itself in a strange way, that if it's only shlosha gidei chude gidin, then it's kasher. It's mako on the shame sefer, modifies the shame sefer, and also in a negative way, that you cannot be kore b'tzibur in a manner that it's nearer kore b'mikra. You have to avoid the nearer, it's the absence of the nearer kore b'mikra. And that's why it's only b'tzibur, it's not b'yachid, and it's not built in to the mitzvah in a positive fashion, only in a negative. That's what we said yesterday. Okay, I just wanted to review it and make it clear. Any questions? I think it's important because I think it answers a big problem. I haven't seen anybody tackle that problem. I think yesterday we were working at it, you know what I mean, up and back, but I wanted to review it and put it in a final formulation. It really shows you what the chachma of the structure of the mitzvah is. I'm going to look around to see if anybody has a little more. But I remember from years ago, I never was able to resolve this problem. What kind of a concept of a shame igeres? If it's a shame igeres, it's a shame igeres should be on a par with a shame sefer. But it was structured into the halacha in a very subtle manner.